today on It's Time.
We want to be careful never to interpret God's lack of judgment in our lives as God doesn't care. That's a dangerous place to be.
Welcome to It's Time, the daily Bible teaching program of Mike Kessler, pastor of the River Christian Fellowship in Twin Falls, Idaho. Today, we're going through the book of Genesis. So, turn there in your Bible and follow along with Pastor Mike.
It's time these wounds to heal.
You need to be forgiven, because when you're forgiven of your sins, your past doesn't haunt you, not only in this life, but in the life to come. Yeah, maybe it left a mark, but God will use that in some way to lead other people to Him. God's got a way of fixing everything. He's the great repairer, the great fixer, your daddy in heaven. Well, notice it says here, she went into the wilderness by the springs on the way to Shur. And he said to Hagar, the angel did, Sarah's maidservant, where have you come from and where are you going? Now, something we have to remember here, I don't think the angel of the Lord didn't know that. I think the angel of the Lord knew where she came from and knew where she was going. But the question that God asked her was, do you know where you've come from? Do you know where you're going? I think that's a good question. I think it's a good question that a lot of us might pay to ask ourselves. Where am I going in life? I mean, am I going to continue on the way I am? Do you want another 10 years like you just had? Or would you like to see something new happen in your life? Do you know where you're from? Do you know where you're going? You know, sometimes we don't stop to think much about these things until we go through tough things. You know, the book of Proverbs, Solomon writes to king's kids. You're a king's kid if you're born again. He said, you're known by the company you keep. You're known by your friends. Sometimes we get a pretty good idea of where we've been with the friends that we have. And if you find yourself with people that are contrary to the Spirit of God, that believe the world revolves around them, that they're filled with themselves, they're following, the Bible says, the course of this world. The word in the New Testament, when it talks about the course of this world, it's the word weather vane. It means whichever way the wind's blowing is the way they'll go. Well, you see, the Bible says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but in the end, there's destruction. And so if you're following the course of this world, the weather vane of this world, whichever way the wind's blowing or your friends are, it's going to swoop you along with it and take you further and further from the place that I believe deep down in your heart, you know you want to be in. So he asked the question, where have you come from? Where are you going? And so she says, I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress, Sarah. I'm fleeing. I'm running. You know, it got too tough. And she got scared and ran. Have you ever run? I think we all have. About different things. Sometimes we run to another state. Sometimes we run to a bong. Sometimes we run to the bottle. But some of us run, and where we run to sometimes isn't good. But know this, that God had his eye on Hagar. And even though she was running, she may have run from Sarah because she was mean. She may have run from Abram because he didn't stand up for her. But God didn't run from her. And I think this is really important as we look at this. The angel of the Lord said to her, and this is in verse 9, return to your mistress and submit yourself under her hand. This is where the reward will be, is what God said. Go back. I'll be with you, is what he's saying. And the angel of the Lord said to her, and this is verse 10, I will multiply your descendants exceedingly, so that they shall not be counted for multitude. It's going to be the same promise that was upon Abram and Sarah's eventual child as it was to Hagar and her children. By the way, because of this little thing they did, they're having peace negotiations in the Middle East over this right now, because Hagar's descendants were the Arabs. And we see that today in the world. We see this huge number of people that don't get along, just as they didn't get along, as we're going to read on here in the next few chapters. They didn't get along in Abram's house with Sarah and Hagar. They don't get along today in the world in the Middle East. It's funny, the repercussions of what our decisions in life make. Do you realize that decisions that you make, and oftentimes without God's directions, will have impact on your life for the next 10 years, 20 years, or even after you're long gone, will have an effect on your family? See, that's why, again, we need a daddy in heaven, tells us what to do, we'll listen to him, and not live our life in regret. Because regret doesn't do anything. It's the wish you would have. Wish I'd have done this. Wish I'd have done that. And we spend our whole life looking over our shoulder. And sometimes, not only in the pain that we're in now, but also those things in our past catching up to us and bringing about what we've feared. So he says here, "And the angel of the Lord also said to her, 'Behold, you are with child, and you shall bear a son.'" Now, here, it could have, up to this point, it could have been a girl. But here the angel of the Lord knew who she was. And this is why I believe it's important, going back to verse 8, who are you? Where are you coming from? Where are you from? Where are you going? The angel knew. He was asking that question for her benefit, not for his. It's like last week we talked about the stone that was rolled away from the tomb. It wasn't to let Jesus out. It was to let all of us folk in to see the tomb was empty. So God does a lot of things sometimes that are not for his benefit, but they're for our benefit, so we know that truly he's God. He says, "Behold, you're a child, you'll bear a son, you should call his name Ishmael." And again, God hears is what this name means. God heard you. Hagar, he heard you. He didn't forget you. He heard you. And his name will be called Ishmael, because the Lord has heard your affliction. By the way, I don't think God took kindly to Sarah's treatment of Hagar after it was her idea for Abraham to go have a baby with her. So God dealt with this. But you're going to find God loves Sarah too as we get up here a little bit farther, because God blesses her with a child, and his name is Isaac. And that is the beginning, really, Abraham and Isaac, of the Jewish nation. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But here the angel begins to give her a little insight on who her son will be. He will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man. Every man's hand will be against him, and he will dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Now, Isaac was a child of promise. Ishmael was a child of lust. And we find that in lust, it never brings a peaceful situation. It says his hand is going to be against everybody. All of his descendants are going to be against him. It's going to be an ongoing battle in your life. And again, peace negotiations going on right now in the Middle East over this very thing. So what's the deal then? Well, I think if we're going to have real peace in our life, and we always want that from God. We ask the Lord in our life, and oh God, you know. But when we stop to realize the decisions that we make are either going to make your life as a Christian peaceful, or that filled with many, many unsettling things. So I believe that once again, as we look at this, we see that, yes, Hagar is going to do this. Now, Hagar could have refused this as well concerning Abram, and she didn't. So we find that kind of everybody's guilty here on this one. And she called the name of the, she called on the name of the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees. Literally, El Roy. There's many names in the Bible that speak of God and who he is and the different names. El Shaddai, the overshadowing one. Jehovah Tisikanu. We have Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. In the names of God, we find the attributes of God. And one of those, again, here is the God who sees everything. You know, I think we'd be well to recognize as Christians, and even if you're not a Christian here today, God sees it all. Sometimes in my life, I've been embarrassed to know what I've subjected the Lord to see in my life. God forgives. God forgives you and the things that you've done that you knew were wrong. But you see, you have a God that loves you. We want to be careful never to interpret God's lack of judgment in our lives as God doesn't care. That's a dangerous place to be. Because in other words, well, I did this and I did this and I did this and nothing happened, so therefore God doesn't care. No, God cares. That's called God's mercy. And I don't want to mix up God's mercy with God's judgment, because God's eternally angry at sin. But he loves you and he loves me. And that's why we have this great love from God, the love that covers a multitude of sin. Peter said, Lord, how often shall I forgive my brother? Seven times? Jesus said, no, 70 times seven. If that's what Jesus told a human being to forgive somebody else that sinned against him, how much more will God forgive you an innumerable number of times if you'll ask him? And so it says, for she said, I also here seen him who sees me. Therefore, the well was called Beer Lahairoth. Observe that it's between Kadesh and Bered. Now, it's interesting. Kadesh means holiness, and Bered means judgment. So God met her between holiness and judgment at this well of water. Remember, Jesus is your well of water. The Bible says, out of your belly shall come springs of living water. And that water that we need to cleanse us from sin, that water that we need to refresh us and nourish us, God meets us again between holiness and judgment. You see, you need that. God keeps us in that balance that we need so much. God knew right where to meet Hagar, right where she was at. She, again, God asked her where she was from and where she was going. She didn't know where she was going. You'll notice she mentions that she was from Sarah and Abram's place. She didn't mention where she was going. You know why? She didn't. Maybe that's like you today. Maybe you don't know where you're going. Maybe people told you, you know, if you get the PhD on the wall, if you get a lot of friends, get a lot of money, maybe if you have a lot of stuff, man, you're going to be cool. Maybe if you're Gucci, man, then you'll have it. The point is that only God gives you that seal of approval. And if you haven't known where you're going, you know, a lot of times people, God will let people get where they think they need to go only to find the answer isn't there. So God in his love lets us sometimes extinguish our abilities to find meaningful experience in this life, only to find that, hey, it ain't there. I thought I was going to do all these things and I would find satisfaction. Years ago, and I quote this song quite often because I think Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones said it so well. From a worldly standpoint, I can't get no satisfaction if I tried. True words. Only satisfaction is found in God, being about his purpose, being about his will, because everything else in this world, though you attain it, you will never be at peace, because you were designed for a higher calling, and that was to be employed by the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, for you to be his child and eventually to be his bride. That's what the Bible says. So Hagar bore Abram a son. Abram named his son, whom Hagar bore, Ishmael, just as the angel said. Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abraham. We find about a 13-year void here between that and when he turns 99, and God begins to deal with him again about his own son. So by that time, Ishmael's a teenager. We're going to talk more about this when we get into chapter 17. So this morning, God will meet you where you're at. I pray that today you have a relationship with God. You know, we all are in a very, very unusual place in life. I talk to people, they go, I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. You're right, we don't. I believe the Bible says that Satan is the destroyer. That's one of his names, the destroyer. I look around, I see a lot of destruction. I know this is the hand of the devil. Now, people say, well, why does God allow this to go on? Because the Bible says Satan is the prince of the power of this air. God gave man a perfect place to live in. Man refused to live there by disobeying God. Now, someday Jesus is going to come back, rule and reign over this planet, and eventually a place for all of us in heaven with him forever. But right now, we see a world that is pretty much controlled by the forces of darkness. We're not in the tribulation yet. But friends, when we get into the tribulation, when maybe I should say those on our born again, I believe the Lord comes and takes us home, it's going to be really bad. This is nothing compared to what's going to be going on during the great tribulation period. Again, starts in Revelation chapter 6. We've got different videos up, teachings on that. You're welcome to tune in and go to the library. You can look at that. I've taught on Revelation about 6 months ago. You're welcome to go look at that. But what's important is, where are you going? That was what God asked Hagar. Where are you going? And if you don't know, today's a good day to say, okay, Lord, I surrender. I want to be about your will. So whether I live is you, to die is gain, I want to be about your business. And so we're going to pray. And if you've never asked the Lord into your life, you can ask him to come into your heart right now and change you. It's just the place where you surrender your will to him. God, whatever time I've got left is yours. I've done all the stuff that the world says to do to gain the applause of men. That ain't it. So if you're tired of running around in circles, if you're tired of maybe somebody asking you, where are you going? And you don't know, pray this and you will. We're going to pray right now. You can change your destiny from hell to heaven. You can take the sin that has haunted you your whole life and put it away because Jesus Christ forgave you for it, past, present, and future, and live in him each and every day. We're going to pray. All you need to do is repeat this. Mean it from your heart, and God will do as you ask. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Forgive me of my sins. I've not done what you wanted me to do. I've done my own thing. And so now, from this day forward, I want to be your child. I believe Jesus died on the cross for me. His blood covered my sins. And so now, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Empower me to love people and to have boldness to share what you have done in my life. And God, thank you for writing my name in your book of life. I never have to be scared of dying ever again. I know where I'm going. I'm going with you. And Lord, I put my life now in your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. That's simple. God didn't make it hard. In fact, Jesus said, except a man become as a child, he'll not enter into the kingdom of heaven. He didn't make it hard. He didn't make it where only the rich get to go to heaven. He didn't make it where only the poor could go to heaven. He made it where anybody could go to heaven. For God so loved the world that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16, that's for you. Now, if you have a Bible, start reading. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, New Testament. Start reading in the book of John. Start in chapter 3. And just read, and the Holy Spirit will speak to you. It's great. Read every day. God will strengthen your heart. You get used to hearing your master's voice. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. So the more you read, the more you're going to hear Jesus' voice. And then you'll know when the devil says, hey, you're going to, I know who you are. I've listened to that before. Ain't doing that again. You can be about your Father's business. If you like, I got a couple little books I'd like to send you. God of Wonders, a DVD, as well as Evolution Versus God. I've got a little book called Time to Grow. It answers a lot of questions for a new believer. And it's also great when you're looking for a church that these topics should be covered in basically their statement of faith, why they're a church, what makes them a church. Because these are things that are important, I believe, for a new believer as well as finding a church. And then get baptized. The Bible says to repent and be baptized, not for salvation, but it's an outward sign of an inward change. It's one of the first things we do as an act of obedience when we become a Christian. And so be about your Father's business. Let him bless you. Let him heal you. Let him restore you. For the rest of us, keep letting your light shine. I pray you do know where you're going. I pray you, first of all, you know you're going to heaven. And second of all, I don't know all the details about tomorrow personally, but I know God's already there. And all he's called me to do is show up and he'll open the doors. Same he'll do for you because God loves you. I pray that, again, you are able to once again realize you're valuable to God. Jesus died for you and has got a purpose for you each and every day.
Thanks for joining us on It's Time as Pastor Mike teaches verse by verse through the Bible. If you've missed a program or would like to catch up, you can do so by getting it from the It's Time podcast in the iTunes store or by downloading it from the It's Time website at theriverchristianfellowship.com. On behalf of Pastor Mike and the rest of us here at the River Christian Fellowship, thanks for listening and tune in next time for It's Time.